Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I want to take a segment and just continue a little bit of what I was talking about previously with Joe Bailey, and that's fathers. As you know, this Sunday is Father's Day, and I'm a father, and I'm a grandfather. My son and my daughter have children. They've become parents, and that's a real milestone for anybody who's ever had a child who then became a parent. That's such a big deal, and Father's Day is one of those. Sometimes fathers feel like, mothers seem to get all the emotional responses, right? Sometimes fathers feel that way, right, dads? Sometimes we feel like Mother's Day is a big deal. Father's Day is, oh yeah, it's Father's Day. We better throw dad a card or something like that. And that's okay. It's fine. We're used to that. But I'll tell you, we're tough guys. We can handle it. But I think about when I first became a father. I'll never forget it as long as I live, because I was there when my daughter was born. She was the first one. And when she was born, and her mother and I went through the Lamaze training and all that, That was, back in the 70s. And that was a great experience. But I remember seeing her for the first time. And it was from afar, because in those days you weren't allowed in the delivery room. And I remember seeing her, and I saw the nurse bringing her down the hall from the delivery room to the nursery. And I was looking in the window of a door, of one of those swinging doors. I was looking in the window, and I knew it was my daughter. I didn't know I was having a daughter, because in those days we weren't able to know. But I was told that I had a daughter, and she was fine. And that she was going to be bringing her through this door. And so I looked and watched the nurse bring her. And so my first sight of her was this little wiggly pink thing coming down the hall, and her eyes were huge, these big eyes looking around. And now I know she was saying, okay, who's in charge here? But I'll never forget that as long as I live. And I remember over the next 24 hours thinking about her life. I remember thinking about, okay, where's she going to go to school? How's she going to do? Who's she going to marry? And I mean, I literally just went through her life and imagined all these things as a father. And I remember different emotions at each step of the way. And I'll tell you what else I remember. I was not conscious of this. It just came over me. I started paying more attention at intersections. I did that day, that very day, without even thinking about it. I started paying attention when I'd come up to an intersection, whether I had a stop sign, whether I had the right of way or not, whatever, no matter what was going on, stop sign, whatever. Nothing of either kind. I started paying more attention to that, because now I had a child to live for. And that it's when you become a parent, it's these things start happening to you, don't they? They change you. It changes you. And then I had a son, and I love my daughter. Fathers, we love our daughters, don't we? But there's something about a son, having a son, that's primordial, I think. And so now I have a son, and I did the same thing with him. I thought about all the different things that, what would he be like? What kind of personality would he be? How would he turn out? All those things. You go through all those things. And so, and then if you're lucky, you'll raise your child up, and they'll become functioning adults, and they'll start giving back to society and making you proud. And I've been very fortunate to have that to happen to me. And so I'm looking forward to spending some time with my children on this Father's Day, and I hope you are too. And so, fathers, God bless you. Have a great Father's Day, and I hope you get to be with your children. Going to take a quick break. It's 29 after. No, it's 30, 39 after, I should say. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Father's Day, everybody. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.